Hello and welcome all you listeners to Silly Point, which is India's first cricket-based stand-up comedy show, which is now also a podcast. And if you're tuning in for the first time, you should know that this is run by two people, me, Hriday Ranjan.
And I'm Rohit Swain.
And we are two stand-up comedians who decided to take our passion to cricket to dizzying heights by starting a podcast. So if you're listening, you're probably a cricket fan too, so enjoy with us on the ride. Just a few disclaimers. It's a comedy-based cricket podcast. So if you're too sensitive about things, this might, like, you should probably listen to Harsha Bogle. And we might not be the guys for you.
It's been a great week for Indian fans.
Yes, absolutely magical.
Now we're talking like Harsha Bogle.
Yeah, I mean, it is unbelievable that India won the tournament with Australia.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, it's a dream come true, you know. Like, especially for our generation guys who used to watch in the 90s, waking up at 5:30 a.m.
Yes, yes. Actually, I had written an article about this last week on how, like, an Australia tour brings back all the nightmares for Indian fans, you know.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Every year, I mean, whenever they tour, it is the same story.
Yeah.
Like, India will go and every time the media will be like, is bar to humare bande, ye wala.
And before the tour starts, the whole media is like, ki, is bar humare team mein Parthiv Patel, jo ki kaafi promising wicket keeper lag rahe hain, wo khelenge. And then he goes and sledges Steve Waugh. In his last match.
Yeah. And I remember some nightmare Australia tournaments, dude. Like, one tournament, I think 99, Sachin was captain. They took all these, like, Devang Gandhi, MSK Prasad.
All these guys who are now selectors.
Yeah. And the point is, as soon as the day India reaches Australia, some Australian ex-cricketer will be like, haan, is bar to 5-0. Every time.
Mind games.
Yeah. Yeah. Koi na koi to bolega, nahin, is bar to 5-0. And the sad part, it's always 5-0.
Irrespective.
Yeah, and the matches start at 5 o'clock, so you have to wake up early in the morning, right? And your parents will abuse you, ki, kya padhai nahin karta hai. Then you switch on the TV, then you watch, and then you see all the wickets fall. Yeah. Or Australia hits some 440 for 3.
Oh, shit. And that, you know, onslaught by Hayden and Gilchrist and Ponting. Yeah. They just don't get out. Like, 635 for 5 declared.
I know. And the Indian bowlers are just like, just these sad vegetarian guys. You know, like Srinath and
the worst part, these fielders, these openers who field at Silly Point, they will go at 4:45 p.m. Back to their dressing room. They dress up as openers. And they know that Glenn McGrath is going
to come. Yeah.
And in half an hour, the score is 12-2.
And they're
India,
back.
Yeah, and they're back. And India sends a night watchman. Sometimes the third down batsman is only the night watchman. Because he's not doing anything.
Correct.
You just can't face those bowlers in Australia.
And the thing is, we had a lot of dream teams and all of that.
Yeah.
But even they couldn't, unfortunately,
the
achieve it.
Fab Four and all going to Australia. Correct. But they did decently.
Like, yeah, they drew one series.
Yeah, they drew one series. They did not play bad cricket, like, at all.
Yeah. No, but I think the only thing that takes away, like, a lot of actual cricket fans are not celebrating madly also.
Yeah.
Because
definitely. Like, I'm not celebrating at all. I'm happy for the fact that they won.
Correct.
It's great.
No, but I'll tell you, I think they are all a little apologetic inside.
Yeah.
Ki shayad David Warner or Steve Smith hote.
Yeah.
No, to takkar ka mukabla.
And if you ignore that fact that Warner and Smith are not there, this is the weakest
Australian
team
side,
ever.
Like, that is true, man. Yeah. And I also, so on Reddit, I was like arguing with a lot of these Australian guys.
Okay.
And I was, they were like, dekho, Steve Smith nahi hai and all. So I'm like, to ball temple karne ko kaun bola? Why are you acting like it's an injury? See, if
I think even if Steve Smith was there, India wouldn't
might
easily
have
take
been.
It
yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. I think so.
I don't think
because
so. Because
ek to tum, see, if you're injured, theek hai, that is unfortunate. Ki, if Stephen Smith got injured, they could be like, Steve Smith hota to guard pad deta. But Stephen Smith ko kaun bola kaan mein sandpaper ghusane ko? Nobody. And it's so stupid in this era that we talk about in our show also.
Yeah,
so it's not really our fault, man. Yeah. You should have been more sensible.
Very sensible argument also. That's not our fault that
exactly.
He's not available. That's like, it's gone, so gone. It's like saying ki Sachin Tendulkar kya apna 2 saal aur khel leta.
I know.
Aur ek series ka jeet leta.
Correct, correct. Aisa, या फिर उस दिन 2003 वर्ल्ड कप फाइनल में अगर बारिश होता अगर वो कैच छूट जाता
अगर गांगुली टॉस हार जाता तो क्या पता स्टीव वो बॉलिंग करता
करेक्ट अगर श्रीनाथ हगता नहीं
तो क्या कहा? So we can't do that. We won, and it's a great victory, I guess.
And cricket is a game where there are so many such would have, could have, should have. It's a never-ending thing. Heads nahi aata, tails aaya, ye nahi aaya, wo nahi. So, you know, apparently in Australia, they have started this thing. They're against the toss.
Okay.
So, they're throwing the bat.
Yeah, so in BBL, they've launched this bat flip, which I think they've learned from the lot of Indians that we used to do.
Because that is before, that is when you don't have a nice bat.
Yeah. That's
when you have a shit bat, na, local wala. So, then you throw it. But once you start getting nice bats, you're like, nahi, faking.
Nah, faking nahi. Papa se ek sikka mang ke le aate hain aise ghar pe.
So that was the Australian victory, and since this is a very specific cricket podcast, we thought we will run through the whole team.
Yeah, also if you have some comments on the Indian victory in Australia, please do let us know in the comment section what you think. It would be great to know.
Correct.
From your like as a fan perspective as well.
Correct. And we interact with all the comments and we reply to them and stuff.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
There are only 5 followers, so probably 4 comments and 2 interactions.
So the team right now that we have, what did you think of, firstly we'll start from the batting order. What did you think of the openers in this tournament?
I think this is the worst ever. I've seen MSK Prasad opening also in Australia. I've seen Akash Chopra opening, but I think those were good memories. This is the worst. And I'm not sure about Kohli Vijay, but KL Rahul, the way he's pissed me in the whole series.
So KL Rahul is like Rohit's least favorite player, just to give the context.
Seriously, no.
KLPD Rahul.
Like, I'm not against the tattoo gang or that pop boys or whatever you call these guys. But it is just the amount of expectation that Indians had.
Correct.
And this guy was so overhyped.
Yeah.
That he is the most technical batsman.
Correct.
This is the guy Karnataka like relies on, and he's better than Kohli if it comes to technique and shit. This is like the same argument of Vinod Kambli and Sachin Tendulkar. They said that Kambli is a more technical batsman than Sachin. not even one over. Like, this is
correct.
Like if, and he's facing Hazelwood and Stark. If there was Megra on the other
end,
he, like, Megra agar baaye haath se bowling kar raha hota, to bhi out ho jata. Matlab, kya hai? Matlab, kuch bhi.
But he's like you said, he's part of the, like, tattoo gang.
Tattoo gang and
Gully gang.
Gully.
You know why? Because he gets caught at Gully. Every time.
Also, like, I think Virat Kohli is quite impartial in this regard. And also, they are being managed by the same company, Virat and KL Rahul. Yeah, a lot of politics. I think so, because there is some kind of affinity that Kohli surely has.
Correct.
There's no, because I think if Dhoni was the captain, he would have not taken Rahul with him to Correct. Australia. Even if he would have taken one test match, that's it.
Correct.
And KL Rahul cannot be luckier than this. You have Shaw, who is injured and
Correct.
Not playing.
Correct, correct.
And
yeah.
still you, aap hak dete ho, to phir to aapko bhagwaan hi bacha. And I could see in the commentary box, Sunil Gavaskar is just
losing his shit.
He's controlling. Ah, oh, that's a poor shot. And from inside, he's like, ki kaun bheja isko yahan par? Pagal ho kya?
So, while you have such strong feelings for KL Rahul, I have similar feelings for Murali Vijay. See, because KL Rahul, at least on his day, he will play IPL match.
At least
take
some
a
entertainment.
Good catch.
Yeah,
he's a good fielder.
Yeah, he's a good fielder. Yeah. No
he's
doubt,
fit.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Murali Vijay, that not even that dude. Like, Murali Vijay is so useless. And see, what I really, this is a very personal thing. Yeah. But what I really don't like about Murali Vijay, ki tum ganda cricketer ho, theek hai. Tum ganda insaan bhi. Tum Dinesh Karthik. Who, by the way, is a good opener.
Yeah, good opener, good wicket keeper. Hmm.
Dinesh Karthik ke saath aisa nahi karna nahi chahiye tha isko. So, I mean, those who know it, would know it.
Yeah, I would know it. We should not comment.
Yeah, because
probably
it's their personal life.
You guys can
comment
in the comment section.
Correct. But we don't want to be...
The Australian, they also did not play that well. They openers, but the only test match the openers played well, they won that match.
Correct.
At Perth.
I think if Shaw is back, then they'll play Shaw and Mayank Agarwal.
Shaw and Mayank Agarwal, definitely.
Because both are young. And like Mayank Agarwal reminded me of, you know what, like sometimes you see in Pakistan, कोई ऐसे अजीब सा आ जाता है फास्ट बॉलर
अग्रेसिव
या एंड ही प्लेज वेल सिमिलर विद ऑस्ट्रेलिया इट्स लाइक नाउ इंडिया इज लाइक दैट कि कोई भी एक प्लेयर आ जाता है ही टेक्स द टीम लाइक ही टेक्स द साइड लाइक यू रिमेंबर दैट्स हाउ दिस गाय शिखर धवन केम टू द टीम देन करुण नायर को एक मैच के लिए लाए 300 मार दिया
ड्रॉप हो गया
हाँ पृथ्वी शॉ को लाए लास्ट सीरीज ही काइंड ऑफ हिट सेंचुरी दिस गाय प्लेड वेल सो आई मीन इंडिया हैज अ लॉट ऑफ बेंच स्ट्रेंथ व्हिच इज नाइस नाउ Yeah, so that's about the openers.
Yeah. Hmm. But now coming to the guy who made the difference in the whole test series, and I think without him, like forget Kohli's thing also, without him, they would have still lost the test.
Who? Cheteshwar Pujara. Yeah, of course,
definitely.
Man.
Definitely. And if they would have lost to this shit team, then the Indian fans would have fucked the whole team.
Yeah, dude.
Without Pujara, they were nothing.
Yeah. And like, I have so much respect for Pujara.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, even in the England series, in one match, they just dropped Pujara.
South Africa also. They did not even start with Pujara.
And that is so difficult to even like wrap your head around that decision. Because that man doesn't do anything, dude. He just waits all year for like, test matches.
Like, if I really meet him one day, I would like to tell him, if you worship Lord Ganesha, it's good that you worship Ganesha.
Hmm.
But get a tattoo of Ganesha. At least he'll be in that gang.
Correct.
And like, I don't know how, like, how can they drop a test player? This is a proper test cricketer. Who's doing his best to save the game also. Like, it's not about just saving the game for India. Just to save the game, because the kind of innings he's playing is mind-blowing.
Correct. Mind-blowing. And it is such a joy to watch him, because this series, I almost watched ball by ball.
Okay.
Right? So, it is so nice to see an Indian batsman after many years, Dravid, to see a batsman who will just leave balls.
Just leave balls, yeah.
Like, leaving balls now as I have gotten older seems like such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, like just,
you know?
And just the joy of watching somebody
leave a ball is so nice, man. Yeah. So, confidently you come, you see, you gauge the length and the line and you leave your bat. Ki, mereko nahi chhodna, mereko nahi chhuna. Because in our childhood, also, that would piss us off.
Yeah. We were like, why is Dravid doing this?
Exactly.
But now you understand why is
correct.
Why that should be done. Also, after the innings of India, every time these commentators, Isha Guha and all, they will go to the Australian openers. Ki, what's your plan now? They would always say that we saw what Cheteshwar did. And we're probably trying to do the same. So, they're learning from him.
Correct.
The opponents, when they learn from him, you're doing really something good.
Correct.
So that is the, like, I think if this guy was out of form, India would have lost.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. True. Without doubt. Because you can't just rely on Rishabh Pant. Like, although he hit a century, but that was a bad test innings.
But I mean, Rishabh Pant also, I mean, we'll come to Rishabh Pant.
Yeah.
When we go down the order. Cheteshwar Pujara, anyway, he like man of the series, well deserved.
Well deserved.
Kohli, what did you think? I think Kohli had a bad series. Honestly,
Kohli had a bad series as per his standards.
But I saw another interesting sledge. So, a lot of sledges were mentioned, right?
Sledges, yeah.
One was Tim Payne and Rishabh Pant. Oh, one was Virat Kohli and this thing.
Yeah.
One more that didn't get the eye of the media was Ishant Sharma and Ravindra Jadeja.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
So, they are saying things like, hey, tu chale ja idhar. Main bhi hai team mein. Kya hai? Gaan phod dunga.
It is like a senior player telling ki tere zyada overs matches khela hu saale yahan se nikal ja maine.
Yeah, Ishant Sharma, but good series,
but fun sledge, because like, and Pant was sporting enough to, you know, do that and then shake hand, smile. Although Virat Kohli did not smile back after that like incident with Payne. They won the match also, and he like just took hands and went away. That kind of pissed me off, because
correct,
you expect something from our captain at least.
No, but I think it is because like Virat Kohli must have grown up idolizing Ponting, you know.
Yeah,
even, or these Australian other guys.
Ponting was worse. I definitely agree. Ponting. So I was watching this documentary, Cricket's All Time Great, which was an episode on Steve Waugh, and how Steve Waugh was the most aggressive captain ever. This is not aggression on the field, but this is Steve Waugh telling his dream team. That was the original dream team for around what, 7, 8, 10 years. He used to tell them, even if it is Kenya or Zimbabwe, he used to tell to Mehra and all his bowlers, you should go full on and these guys should be 36 all out, 25 all out. That is the kind of aggression which they had towards the game of cricket, and not on field. Steve Waugh, if you see on field, is the most silent kind of a guy. But all these guys, Langer and all, are giving bites. They're saying, if you really want to see an aggressive captain, Steve Waugh is the most aggressive. Like, he'll just give you goals. Like, it's like a sales target. You have to achieve and then come back. So, there was an incident. And if you don't, he'll take a class in the dressing room. That why did you play that shot? So, that is kind of an aggressive captain. This is like more of a immature... See, it's like if you remove that he's the world's best player, and if Kohli is not scoring every Indian cricket fan would want him to be dropped from the
team. Yeah,
I
yeah.
think so.
Because no, that is what I'm very curious, because see, Kohli has been having a purple patch for 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And as he has had this patch, he has also become his own personality, which is aggressive and sledging sort of a guy. Now, if he loses form, will he still be as aggressive, as seemingly arrogant? That will be interesting to see.
Interesting era, which will surely come, I think. In a couple of years, it is bound to come.
It will come, yeah.
It will come. There is nobody who has just stayed, you know, stayed in that form.
All right. So, after Kohli, we are going to the next batsman, who is Rahane.
Rahane, last series.
Rahane, I don't know, like, I think he vanishes in the team. Have you noticed? Like, you never see him anywhere.
He's not there. Like, even if he's fielding, you don't know.
You don't know
if there is an extra guy fielding in place of him.
Correct. And he had a very average tournament. Like, very average.
Bad tour. Like, no. Forget average. A guy like Rahane, who's also kind of the first Rahul Dravid. He was touted as the first Rahul Dravid.
As in the first next Rahul Dravid.
First next Rahul Dravid. He did not do that well.
And but is Rahane part of the tattoo gang?
No,
right?
So, all the guys who are married, I think they've just rubbed off their tattoos. tattoo gang mein nahi hai. But I don't know, like some kind, because I think that position, nobody's able to fit. Like, who else can fit that position?
Correct.
But now with the under 19 team so strong, like Shubman Gill and all, if these, like, I think probably the last opportunity for Rahane, definitely, definitely, because this guy has played, so there was an interesting statistic. This guy has played 56 test matches. And in the batting era, this era, he averages 40 and less. That is 38, 39, 40. Which is not a good average, if you say.
Correct.
He should be averaging above 50 at least in this batting era.
Okay, then after that, we go into the most probably talked about player in this series, which is Rishabh Pant.
Yeah.
What did you think of Rishabh Pant?
Rishabh Pant talked.
No, but I kind of like the guy.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, initially, there was this hesitation, ki kya aisa hai?
Kaisa karega ye?
But I think this is the era of like aggressive Indian cricket.
Yeah, and
man.
That too, at position he bats, we need an aggressive player.
Yeah, it's like almost Gilchrist-like.
Yeah, almost Gilchrist-like level, wherein you have to bat with tail. So, you keep most of the strike. If you keep the strike for enough time, you start to lose wickets. Better start hitting.
Correct.
Get 50-80 runs.
Correct.
And then his job is done.
Yeah. And that guy I like seeing him bat because he's not technically very strong.
Yeah.
So, it's just like ball though main marunga type.
But I think he's one of the guys to stay for long. Time, yeah. That's for sure. Maybe he'll learn to play slow and play.
And I like that he has the balls to sledge anybody. Like, he's not scared at all.
Hello, like, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We have the standing captain. They call him the standing captain.
Correct. And like his English is also not
so
great.
Yeah, very bad.
But he's okay with that. He's like, fuck it, I'll just say whatever I have to say. So, I like that. And it was not like he was sledging everybody. He was just choosing like...
He sledged Ashwin also.
Yeah, I think at one point he says, can't put away the bad balls. And Ashwin was like, kisko bola? Chutiya. Ashwin, what did you think of this, of him, this tour?
Yeah, I think it was good.
Yeah, in that,
he was good.
Yeah, whatever opportunity he got, I think.
I'm not sure he was injured or made to be injured, but he was good. Yeah, he's always a good test player. But having said that, if he doesn't take more wickets, more mean, like if he still bowls well, but if he doesn't take more wicket, there is one guy who is gonna definitely be in the team for a long, long time. That is Kuldeep Yadav. And with the kind of bowling he's doing at every pitch, you give him any pitch, he's superb. And now with Shane Warne and like everybody talking about him so much, I think that is one guy for sure is gonna be there in the team.
And finally, we come to the main players who actually won us the tournament.
Yes,
the
fast bowlers. Never ever we have won because of our bowlers.
Ever, man.
Ever.
Seriously.
Yeah, this is history.
Yeah. And generally, you would not imagine Indian fast bowlers to take all the wickets.
Yeah.
Like, generally, it is like, dekho, Srinath, 2-3 lega. Theek hai, phir Prasad, 1 lega. फिर कुंबले आके छह
यूज्ड टू लाइक वाइप द टेल लाइक ही वाज ऑफिशियल मॉपर
करेक्ट और हरभजन
या हरभजन
समबडी लाइक दैट बट इट इज सो नाइस टू सी अ साइड दैट इज एंड आई मस्ट एक्चुअली सी आई एम नॉट अ ह्यूज ईशान शर्मा
आई वाज अबाउट टू कम टू दैट
आई डोंट लाइक ईशान शर्मा एट ऑल आई वाज अंडर द ओपिनियन दैट ही इज ओनली देयर इन द टीम बिकॉज़ ही डजंट गेट इंजर्ड
Yeah.
So I used to always imagine कि एक बार वो ऐसे निकला और ऐसे बॉल लग गया और उसको बिठा दिया
बैठा दिया.
So but kudos to him.
He played well. I think the county experience helped him a lot.
Correct.
That really helped. And the way he used his height and everything for the first time.
Correct.
And he has also has a record of troubling punting.
True.
Back in what 2000 something series. So great. I think he did a great job.
And Shami, what did you
Shami, say? Yeah, Shami had an image makeover.
Yes. Shami, I love, like, so there's this statistic they took out that apparently in second innings, he's terrific.
He's God. He's God.
There. Like, the difference in average between first and second innings is shocking.
If it's the ball or if it's his mindset. Or
God knows.
But he is ruthless in second innings.
And I feel really happy because he has had a bad year.
Yeah.
In 2018,
no, he had a complete image makeover. Now. Like everybody now like respects him. Like correct. If 100 people are there, 98 will shout that well done.
Correct.
Two people will still shout get harki.
I know. And what sort of nightmarish year he had? Ek to IPL uska ganda gaya. Paisa aisa nahi mila. On top of that, like his wife accused him of everything, of cheating, fixing matches. After a point, it reached ridiculous levels. So, and I saw this really funny. You should Google this. Even the listeners, you guys should Google this. So his wife was, I forgot her name, Ishrat Jahan or some Jahan.
Some Jahan. Huh.
Some, his wife's name. So she was not, this guy is his second husband.
When
this controversy is going on, I saw this Aaj Tak ya Zee News mein, these guys went to her first husband. So that guy is like a butcher or something, dude.
Oh shit.
इसलिए कौन इतना सा दाढ़ी
खसा ही मतलब
उस टाइप का दिख रहा है वो तो वो बोल रहा है न्याय वो औरत पागल है and stuff like just the kind of stuff that he had to go through as a bowler. Yeah. I mean, I used to keep thinking maybe batsman होता तो इतना बेइज्जती नहीं होता.
Shit. So like bowler तो कुछ ज़्यादा ही मतलब.
And then he came back and like did well, so that was good.
Yeah, he's great. Had a great series.
I wonder if his wife calls him now.
Baby, वापिस आ जाओ तो तुमने ऑस्ट्रेलिया की सीरीज भी जीत ली.
Then we finally the player.
Yeah,
Bumrah was amazing, man. Yeah, like that guy is something else, dude.
Something else.
Like even in the England tour, he was good only. Like even though we lost the tour.
Indian team wasn't ready for him as a test player. They just tried him as a test
correct,
player.
Correct, yeah.
And it worked out so
well. I remember when Bumrah first came, they used to say he was a T20 death over specialist.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were never considered.
One delivery to Sean Marsh, that's a T20 delivery. Just he 40 the last ball.
Correct.
You don't expect those balls in test match.
Correct.
And damn.
And
so
also he was by far the fastest bowler in the among the both the teams.
Oh, okay.
Because I was checking the speeds and this guy doesn't have a huge run up. He has a very short, like a 10-12 step run up. And he was generating what a consistent 143 to 145.
Right.
Stark was not as fast in this tournament. So the average speeds, if you see, Bumrah was around 145, whereas Stark was 142, 143, which is something an Indian bowler never did.
Yeah, that's right.
It was, and this would have happened even if Steve Smith and David Warner were there.
Definitely.
You know, so that was really nice.
Wow.
I mean,
and I think he had a great series.
So good series overall.
Yeah, had a great series. Some good memories and going into the next series after 4 years, it will be fun.
All right, so now we come to the question of questions, which is something that a lot of people talk about nowadays, is that is Kohli's captaincy in the series. Now we had discussed parts of it in the earlier part of the podcast. So my opinion on this is nothing technical, but I think Kohli as a captain has had the most influence on his team than any other captain. In the sense that Ganguly had a great team. They all listened to him. He was a good captain. That is okay. Then who else? Azharuddin, Dhoni, everybody. So people liked him. I'm not talking about likability.
Yeah.
I'm talking about sheer influence. Ki team mein har koi usi ki tarah ban gaya. Have you noticed that when
everybody even jumps the way he jumps?
Exactly, man.
Everybody
like,
pump fists. The way
exactly
he
the way he. Everybody has the same beard.
Same beard and same expression. Come on. Yeah. Like everybody has the same expression.
Same tattoo.
Yeah.
Everybody has a beard
the
now.
Same
man.
Kind of walk. Like if you see Hardik Pandya, KL Rahul, and I'm not like again I'm targeting the tattoo gang. Those guys walk like Kohli now.
I know.
They wear caps like Kohli.
I know.
They like whatever smirk like Kohli. They do everything like Kohli.
I know. And like, that is amazing because like, just the kind of sheer influence that the
and
guy
these
has.
And the kind of thing that we as fans used to do. Like, correct. I have personally walked like Sachin, or moved my head like Sachin, or like, started talking like Rahul Dravid, like because a decent guy.
Huh.
But this is like players copying a man.
So that it must mean that they must be looking up to him a lot.
Yeah.
That is something. I mean, that's not related to cricket, but that's just something.
Quite an influence, but yeah.
Then, the second thing that I really like about Kohli's captaincy is that he has enough confidence on the batting unit.
Yeah.
Especially considering that he is like the world's best batsman now. But he has enough confidence on them to take a bowling heavy unit. Like, he will take 3 pace bowlers, 4 pace bowlers, 5 pace bowlers. So,
that has never been. This was done by Australia. Previously.
Correct.
Only Australia.
Yeah.
Not even England or the other team.
Exactly.
Only Australia has been
and done. When I saw that in the England series, even though we lost the series, it felt nice ki chalo, at least there is an Indian team.
Yeah, who's doing
has,
this stuff.
Yeah, has confidence
has
on 5 bowlers. Ki chalo, tum log sab chalo.
Wow. You
know, that I kind of like that about
actually,
his captaincy.
That's actually true.
And the other thing I thought about. Thing is that now to survive in Kohli's team, you have to be like Kohli. Like, there is no space for a good-natured guy. Like, Bhubaneshwar Kumar is the most decent guy.
Yeah.
And he
like,
doesn't get a chance. I think
he's technically better than Bumrah. Like, whatever, he is the best right now.
Correct.
But I've always preferred Bhubaneshwar Kumar.
Correct.
Like, above, you know, guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, he doesn't get chance.
He doesn't, I think that, I mean, this is just a like vague theory, but I think Kohli likes people who act like him. You know, like
actually true because
Bhubaneshwar Kumar fits more in the Dhoni mode.
Dhoni, yeah. Dhoni
because if
era.
You see whom Dhoni brings all these good-natured guys,
good-natured
like Ashwin.
Yeah.
You know, then this
good-natured people. Oh my god!
Yeah, dude. Like VRV Singh,
Vinay Kumar.
These guys will never hurt anybody. You know, they are just like Munaf Patel. They're just like regular guys.
Players, he got a coach who does things like him.
Gary Kirsten.
No, like Kohli got a coach.
Yeah,
who
so Kohli
was not comfortable with Kumble.
Exactly, like, dude. And now I can understand it because see, Kumble is a very stern guy, dude.
Yeah,
he will like you remember if a keeper like Saba Karim or something drops his catch, he will look at him
like
he'll
like
set him on fire. Ki,
Kumble ne uska aank phoda tha mujhe lagta. For all the guys who are not doing it, probably no. That's why Umesh Yadav maybe up. पीछे एक चोटी बना ली है पहले उसका लंबा बाल वाल था अब यहाँ पे एक चोटी लगा दिया उसने
करेक्ट
सो या
कूल सो दैट इज द एंड ऑफ द डिस्कशन